My own personal music library. I'm sure you've enjoyed that. I came in hearing people screaming. So, welcome everybody. Welcome everybody to our 13th annual Haunted America Conference. This is our lucky 13 conference, as I'm sure that a lot of you know who you've seen the advertising now for like the last, well, I guess 12 months since last year. We've been advertising this. Somebody asked me what made it so lucky, and I said, well, the fact that we're still doing it after 13 years, I guess makes it lucky. And the other thing was is that we figured that after the start of this year, with the way the economy's been, we're lucky you're here. So thank you very much for coming again this year. We're glad, of course, all of you are here. We honestly think that this is going to be our biggest and best conference yet. We say that every year, but we do try to make it our biggest and best conference every single year that we possibly can. We've brought back a few old favorites. We've got some new people this year. But one thing you'll notice about our conference is that you won't find any of the speakers on our speaker list for this weekend who are what I like to call famous for being famous. You won't find anybody who's only here because they have a TV show and have nothing to say. And I'm sure that those of you who've been to a lot of conferences know that you sometimes run into that. But you won't find that here. You won't find that this weekend. Every one of our speakers has got something to say. They've got a great presentation or something that is going to be, a couple of the speakers I know that I've already actually seen their presentations this year, and our stuff that is going to be seriously amazing. But let me kind of run through the speakers. That's something that I always like to do. Just give you a little bit of comment on everybody, because I know what happens on Friday night. You guys go back to the hotel, you get loaded, and then Saturday morning rolls around, and I can't find anybody. So what I try to do is book someone that you're really going to want to see first thing, so that you have to come back over or not. We want you to be here, but let me go through some of the speakers. First off on my list is my friend Patrick Burns. A lot of you know him because of his TV shows on True TV, one of the only good ghost TV shows ever, Haunting Evidence, one of the few that I ever actually watched. Patrick, that's maybe how you know him, but as you'll find out from his presentation, or if you've seen Patrick before, you know that he's got a lot of very cool things to offer. And I've seen his presentation, the one that he's going to do. I saw it in Oklahoma earlier this year. And you will like it. Do not miss it. It's our last regular session tomorrow. I want to be here for that. Our first one tomorrow morning, and she's not here yet because O'Hare Airport was closed today, and she was trying to fly in and couldn't get down here from Chicago yet. So she won't be here till in the morning. But my friend Leslie Rule is a sensational writer who really does some very cool ghost stuff. And again, she's known not just for being the daughter of Ann Rule, the famous crime writer, but she's also known for her own stuff. Leslie grew up in a haunted house, so she's been around this stuff her entire life. And Leslie, some of you may remember, there may be like four people here who might know that back in 2003 we had Leslie in, back when we were still down in Alton, and Leslie came in for an evening, and we packed the bookstore down there with people who came to see her. And we had a really good time, and she's a lot of fun. And so that's first thing tomorrow, so make sure you're here. Next on the list is Bob Honeycutt. Bob is, again, a friend of mine who is a state rep for the American Ghost Society in Georgia. Bob has been doing this. I've known him for at least 10 years, and he's been doing this stuff for a really long time. And Bob is not only very entertaining, but is a great speaker. And again, I saw his presentation down in Oklahoma this spring. And I'm telling you right now that he's got some video in his presentation like nothing that I've ever seen before. Some very, very, very cool stuff. So you do not want to miss this. So you want to be here for Bob. As I said, you'll meet him out in the lobby. You'll talk to him. And he's a really nice guy, but let me tell you something. Back in Oklahoma, I saw him going to kick a desk clerk's ass. because he was mean to one of the girls at the conference. And don't, so be here for his presentation. You don't want to make him mad, okay? That's all I'm saying. Craig, yeah. Craig Kalesha is the next one on my list. There is nobody that I know or have ever met who knows more about ghost technology and ghost science and ghost hunting equipment than Craig. He did a book for us a year or so ago called Strange Frequencies that normally, I'm going to be completely honest with you. Somebody hands me a book of technical stuff, my eyes immediately glaze over and I can't get through more than two pages. The fact that I actually read Craig's book should tell you like monumental things about how cool this book is, because it's neat stuff that anybody can understand. And the presentation that he's going to be doing this afternoon is like how you take your ghost hunting equipment. It will not bore you, trust me, because as I said, he's really entertaining and can really challenge people. So you will like his presentation. Nick Redfern, next speaker. Nick had the same problem with trying to get here through, our John Winterbauer, our friend and our staff member, ended up driving to St. Louis to pick Nick up today and driving back. So John's a little wiped out, but I swear, if you're doing this tour with him tonight, he will wake up. I promise. John's perpetually half asleep. So, and then all of a sudden, he just wakes up when he does anything to do with those. So don't worry. But anyway, Nick is... When Nick come to the conference, it was a little outside the norm because he's a monster hunter. That's what he does. And some of you know me know that besides ghost stuff, I love that kind of stuff. And so the idea of having Nick come was a little outside of the normal kind of speaker. But let me just tell you that he is an English punk rock monster hunter. I mean, what more could I ask for? So here he will be here, and you will love his presentation, I guarantee it. Now, we've had a couple of past speakers who've been here. This year, they've come back for us and are doing workshops, which a lot of you signed up for. I don't know what's left. You've got to talk to Julie. Once we get here, anything to do with details, lists, or what's available becomes Julie's domain, because I have no idea what's going on at this point. So if you're interested in one of these workshops, you'll have to talk to Julie. But Dale Kaczmarek has been a ghost hunter longer than many of you in the audience have been alive. That's how long he's been doing this stuff. And in fact, when I was, God, I hate to say this because then I always make him feel bad, but when I was in high school, Dale was already doing this stuff, and Dale was one of the people that I sought out because I knew that he was already active in the field. He was already publishing the Ghost Trackers newsletter and stuff when I was in high school. So I was excited when I finally got to meet Dale and have gotten to know him over the years. And not only is he a good friend, but like I said, his expertise when it comes to ghost hunting is pretty much unparalleled by people in the field. So he's here doing a workshop for us this weekend. Another guy who's doing a workshop is my friend Derek Bartlett, who is one of my best friends. And again, as some of you know, especially some of you who attended some of our conferences in Alton and some of our other conferences, probably know that Derek is the one person I've gotten into more trouble with after the conferences than anyone else combined. So Derek and I go way back. But Derek is, he does a kind of a different kind of thing that has nothing to do with having parties after the conference. He does a professional type of ghost hunting. He does paranormal coaching, is what it's called. He works with ghost groups all over the country to make them better ghost groups. So his workshop is sort of a scaled down version of what he offers to these groups. So that'll be coming up later this evening too, and we'll get everybody all set up for that. And of course, then my friend Ken Berg is back to do our annual seance tomorrow night, which I believe is at 8:30 tomorrow night. So of course you don't want to miss that. Again, you'd have to talk to Julie, but I think there may be a couple of spots available on the stage participating in the seance, but as far as general admission goes, it's open to everybody. We've had some very weird things happen at some of these seances in the past, both during the conference and at Halloween as well. So that's something that you don't want to miss, because it's one of those things you just don't know what's going to happen. And Ken doesn't care if you take pictures, doesn't care if you record things, doesn't care if you use video cameras, doesn't matter. You can do whatever you like. Just as long as, you know, you're here, and I think you'll be enjoying it. Said, I've seen Ken do some very strange things over the years. I've seen Ken do some strange things. That didn't come out right. I've seen Ken do strange things in a professional psychic basis. And the fact that I endorse Ken as a psychic, again, for a lot of you who know me, knows that means that's a big deal. Because normally I don't, psychics are kind of the last thing on my list for credibility. But Ken falls into an area that I find to be extremely credible. And I think that you will too. First, we're going to round out, one thing before I round out our speaker list, talking about our speakers for tonight. I'm going to tell you this right now, and I will give you this warning again tomorrow. There's only one presentation this weekend that may be problematic for some of you, and that is my presentation tomorrow. Now, this is your parental warning, okay? The subject of my presentation are my two favorite subjects, sex and the supernatural. Now, I'm going to tell you that the content and the images are adult content. Now, I mean, it's not porn, but it's, you know, I mean, we're not going to show porn or anything, but no girl-on-girl vampires, nothing like that. It's not, I mean, it's not quite that risque, but I will tell you ahead of time just so nobody freaks out, because I did this presentation down in Oklahoma a few months ago, and the longer the presentation went on, the wider the eyes got, and people started to look like they were going to faint. So, in fact, there was an article that ran in the newspaper about how they wondered what people were thinking when they went past the Elks Lodge in El Reno, Oklahoma, and saw Anton LaVey in a giant screen on the wall of the Elks Lodge. So people were a little freaked out. So I'm warning you ahead of time. That's your only warning. So don't come to me later and go, that was the most disgusting, tasteless presentation. And it's like, okay, do you not know me? You know, so I'm telling you, that's your warning up front, okay? Now, I got to round out our speaker list, but the two guys are going to be presenting tonight. Lynn and Luke, my friends who have been with us since the early days. There will be no Hannibal Lecter thing this year. For those of you who enjoyed that last year, I don't think they're going to be doing that. But I guarantee that it will be a very entertaining presentation, as it always is. They're going to entertain you, they'll engage you, and I honestly would not open the conference with anybody else. Again, we got to go back to the Alton days. A lot of you know that the guy who invented this presentation, the strange stuff that we do at the start of every conference every year, was our good dear friend John Brill. Unfortunately, so many of you never had the chance to know John because he passed away a couple of years ago. But before he died, and this is a true story, it sounds like one of those real crazy, you know, like a movie thing, but before he died, he actually said to Lynn, I want you to carry on with strange, I mean, seriously, I want you to carry on with strange stuff after I can't do it anymore. And the first year that Lynn did it, John was still alive and was in the audience, and he was very nervous. Lynn was very nervous. John, on the other hand, nothing made him nervous. So anyway, we do this every year. It's kind of a tribute to John and Lynn, and with Luke's help, carries this on. So I do want to make sure that you guys know what's going on up front. Anyway, we're also pleased we got a couple of radio shows with us again this year. The Ghost Divas and Ghostly Talk are here again, as you're usually here every year. And I'm also thrilled, of course, to have our official conference band, the Spectre Men. Our horror ghost hunter rock guys are back again this year. For those of you who did not see this last year, because I poorly planned the schedule last year, and a lot of people felt they needed to go home because they weren't here. This year, if you want to see the seance, and you do, you need to stay. You need to be here, because the Spectre Men are going to go on at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and you will enjoy the show. So make sure that you're here for that tomorrow night. So I'm expecting everybody to stick around. It's going to be right before the conference. Now, I got to finish up with our regular conference business. I got a number of items that we have to go over before we get to anything else. First thing I do want to mention, if anybody found a conference t-shirt and a double XL and a paperback book called White House, If you found that laying on the floor, one of our guests dropped that on their way into the auditorium, didn't realize it had fallen out of their bag before they sat down. If you found it laying on the floor, you could bring it up to the front desk. We'd appreciate it so we can give it back to Nick, who he dropped it and lost it here. So that's our lost and found item. I told you this was business stuff. Second of all, we hope that you will get a chance to visit our Prairie Fire store. It's just right around the corner from the Lincoln. This is going to be your last chance because we're moving out of that location. We're not going to be there anymore. We are having a moving sale. So we're trying to get rid of as much stuff as possible. All the teas, soaps, hot sauces, all that stuff is going to be available tomorrow from 10 to 4. Like I said, it's just right around the corner from the theater. We hope you'll get the chance to go down there and visit. As I said, we will not be there next year. We won't be in that same spot. Let's see. That's next on the list. After-hour events available. Again, I already mentioned, check with Julie on that. I'm not sure what's still available. You can get on some waiting lists if you'd like or whatever, but you'll have to talk to Julie about that. She was one of the people who checked you in at the front door. The auditorium doors were added to the theater last year, so make a note of the doors at the back of the theater here. This is not like a fire warning. We want you to make sure you keep those doors closed. So if you have to go out or in or out during a presentation, please close those doors behind you so we can keep the sound of the lobby out there and keep the sound of the conference in here. It made a tremendous difference last year because, as you probably already noticed when you came in, a lot of echo in that lobby. So if we can keep those closed, that'd be great. Restroom location, there is a handicap restroom right at the top, right outside the doors just as you're coming into the auditorium, almost to the auditorium from the lobby. The regular restrooms are just down the stairs right as you're walking again toward the auditorium. Just make a left and go down the stairs to the restroom. Lunch spots for tomorrow, there are quite a few that are close by. There's a New York hot dog place up on just a little bit further down the street. There's Jimmy John's. There's some regular restaurants all scattered around. The Lincoln Lounge, oh, I should mention, there's a bar right next door. They don't do carry out, but there is a bar right next door. But tomorrow for lunch, they only have gyros. They don't have their regular menu. But if you want a gyro, they're good there. So you can get a gyro next door. Otherwise, there's a lot of stuff scattered around. So we'll make sure that, you know, you get pointed in the right direction. Also, make sure that you visit our vendors in the lobby. There's a lot of people here. A lot of our speakers have stuff. We want to encourage everybody to make sure that their trip was worthwhile, too. And you'll be able to take some cool stuff home with you. Also, I want to mention Lee Ehrlich's Ghost Pro van. I'm sure most of you saw it when you came in, parked out behind the Haunted Decatur short bus. Lee's van, take a look inside. He'd be happy to show you all the stuff. Lee's going to be a speaker at one of our conferences next year, but he brought that up for people to take a look at this weekend. It's got a lot of cool stuff in it, so definitely make sure that you take a look at that. Finally, I do want to plug our raffle tickets again this year. Now, I know we don't have a coffin this year, so no, there's no coffin. Hey, Guy, what do you want? I mean, I could have dug one up, I guess, but it seemed like a lot of work. Getting the body out of last year's was hard enough. Anyway, we don't have a coffin this year, but we have 13 pieces of authentic haunted history out there in frames and shadow boxes that you can take home, pieces of Waverly Hills Sanatorium, the McPike Mansion, the Bellwitch Cave, all of these different places where we've gone around throughout the year and collected relics and artifacts from all these different places. And then we between Renee Cruz and I, we got them all together in these shadow boxes, and we're going to be raffling those off. Not only that, but we've got books and ghost hunting equipment and videos and a handmade miniature guillotine that really works. Seriously, it actually works. It was made a number of years ago by guys, a real craftsman. And if you win it, you can raise the lever and stick your finger in it if you want to. I will tell you, it cuts carrots, so it may cut your finger too. But if you want to try that, that's fine. But I will not be held responsible. But there's a lot of cool stuff. So everybody got one raffle ticket when they checked in. Everybody gets one. But you can buy more. They're $1 a piece. Or you can get 10 for $5. Now, what are you going to do, right? I mean, you know. So anyway, but get your raffle tickets. We've got a lot of cool stuff. We're going to be giving away everything for the raffle tomorrow at 12:45, and you have to be here to win. The shirts, the relics, everything. You've got to be here, because if you're not here, you can't win. So just make sure you're back from lunch tomorrow. You'll have plenty of time, over an hour for lunch. Be here at 12:45. So anyway, that is my entire list of opening up the conference. So without any further ado, I'm going to turn things over to Lynn Adams and Luke Naliborski, who will be entertaining you for the next hour or so with strange stuff. I will turn it over to them.